Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, episode number 37, listener feedback episode number 8. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and I want to welcome you to Two Chairs, No Waiting, and you can find our podcast at mayberry.com/podcast. So drop by and give us a listen, which I guess you are listening, so I guess you have either dropped by or maybe somebody's giving it to you. I want to remind you that we're brought to you each week by weaversdepartmentstore.com. So drop by Weavers and pick up a t-shirt, a book, just anything you can think of that's Mayberry related. If it's licensed, Mr. Weaver, he carries it. So drop by and give him a visit. Well, it's time again for a listener feedback episode, as I said before. This is our 8th feedback show, and I can't thank those of you enough who've taken time to write and call in or just in general let me know you're out there listening to Two Chairs, No Waiting. You know, it's my desire. What I want is to have the podcast be as much of a two-way communication stream as possible. So, you know, I'd love to answer your questions and talk about things that interest you that are related to the Andy Griffith Show. So the only way I can do that is from hearing from you. So the ways you can communicate with me is drop by the website at mayberry.com/podcast and leave a comment. Or you can call me toll-free 888-684-8415 and leave me a voicemail, or you can just email me at floyd@mayberry.com and we can get your comments and have you be a part of the show. We would love to hear from you. I want to go ahead and mention a couple of things before we get started on the feedback. The Myers Lake episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 13 is the episode number. You know, it's been very popular, so I started thinking maybe I could try doing a screencast. And a screencast is basically where I record what's happening on my computer and you can watch it. Well, I made that episode into a screencast with the photos of the visit to Myers Lake, so you can actually see Franklin Canyon Reservoir and you can see where I'm talking about as I talk about it. If you'd like to check that out, you can visit the Two Chairs No Waiting fan page at Facebook. Now, there's a link to it right there on the mayberry.com/podcast website, which is the Two Chairs website. If you click on the Facebook link under the subscribe to podcast that you'll see there on your right, it'll take you straight to that page and you'll be able to see the video. The video is there and you don't have to be a member of Facebook to be able to look at it, but you can play it and watch it online. So if you, if that's something that interests you, please drop by and you can become a fan of the show too there at Facebook. So I'm just trying different ways to get the word out. So let's go right on in. We got a voicemail tonight. It's a voicemail from Robbie Curley. He's one of our most loyal fans. Robbie has called in and been a part of the show 3 times in the past. So this will be his 4th voicemail. You folks are going to have to start calling in to catch up with Robbie. So definitely call me at 888-684-8415. Got that number? I don't give it out on the website, so you got to write it down here, 888-684-8415. If you didn't get it, just rewind. It's a podcast. You can listen again. Here's Robbie. Well, he's got a good comment for us, so here he is.
Hi, Alan. This is Robbie Curley. I wanted to thank you again for these great podcasts, especially the most recent ones about Howard Morris. I had the great pleasure of getting to know him a little through his appearances in Mount Airy, and found him to be a truly fascinating person. I first met him in 2002 when he and Betty Lynn performed the Love Letters play in Mount Airy. It was quite an experience to hear him use a little salty language that the play called for, and he seemed to take great delight in entertaining the audience with it. When I first met him at one of the autograph sessions, he was having a good time in his Ernest T. character, sparring with the fans, sticking his tongue out for every picture that was being taken. I could tell that perhaps due to him being in his 80s, he was getting a little tired, answering the same questions about Ernest T. over and over. So I decided to ask him a little about some of his other work, especially working with Imogene Coca and Sid Caesar on your Show of Shows back in the 50s. He really brightened up at the opportunity to talk a little about something other than Ernest T. for just a moment, and he told me what a wonderful time he had, especially working with Imogene and her perfect comedic timing. He still stuck his tongue out for the picture and signed his name Ernest T., so I vowed that I would get a genuine Howard Morris photo and autograph the next time I saw him. Well, that opportunity arose when he returned later that year for Mayberry Days. In the meantime, I had done a little research and found out that he had appeared in a 1962 movie Boys Night Out. In that movie, he played Howie, along with Howard Duff, Jim Garner, and Tony Randall. There's four guys competing with each other to win the affections of Kim Novak, who at that time was one of the most beautiful women on the screen. I happened to find a press kit for this movie on eBay, which was still in great shape. It had posters, biographies, and lots of photographs for theater owners to use to advertise the upcoming showings in their theater. When I presented this to him, asking him to sign several photos, his eyes got wide and he beamed, "Where did you get this?" I told him that I wanted a little something about Howard Morris, who did so much more than Ernest T. He studied the kit for a while and then pointed at Kim Novak's picture and said, "You know, she was really something. Remind me to tell you some stories later." Well, after signing the pictures and I asked him to pose for a picture, after he said he began to use his usual Ernest T. characterization of sticking his tongue out, but he suddenly stopped and said, "Let's do the photo as Howie and Robbie, two friends." Well, I was extremely touched by this, and I consider myself very fortunate to have known him. I still regret that I didn't get to hear his Kim Novak stories, and I just miss him greatly when I see some of his work on screen. He was truly one of a kind. Also, Alan, I wanted to thank you for including the photos of the podcast headquarters on the Two Chairs Facebook page. I wondered what the Nerve Center looks like, as well as that beautiful professional microphone you use to make the podcast sound so good. Thanks again for letting me use Floyd's hotline to talk to you guys. Take care and thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thanks, Robbie, for sharing that story about Kim Novak and Boys Night Out. That's very interesting. I wish you'd heard the Kim Novak stories as well, because I would sure love to hear those. Thanks, too, for mentioning the podcast headquarters. I'd mentioned about Facebook a minute ago and having our Facebook fan page. I've also put some pictures up there, which is what Robbie was referring to, of me while I'm doing the podcast. There's even a picture of me and Floyd in one picture together. So you definitely want to drop by and see that if you can. And again, you can get to it at going to the Two Chairs No Waiting website at mayberry.com/podcast. And then go down on the right side there. It says subscribe to podcast. One of the links is Facebook. If you click that, it'll take you to the fan page. So drop by there and give it a check. All right, we've got a email. That was our only voicemail. We got an email from Joe. He's referring back to the Stories from Mayberry episode of the podcast where Floyd co-hosted for me, or not co-hosted, guest hosted for me. So here's what Joe has to say. He says, "Wow, Floyd, I remember that you did Gunsmoke and some other radio work, but I didn't realize you still had the gift of gab for radio. Thanks for sharing your talent and your hilarious stories. My sympathies to your wife for your antics. Put me down for 2:00 Thursday, a little short on the sides there, and a little time for some side-splitting stories. Can't wait." That's from Joe. And then we got another email related to that episode from Me They. This is how she writes it. All she wrote was, "Funny, funny stuff, Floyd." That's all she wrote. But I want to thank you guys for writing in about that. I kind of feel a little bad that Floyd's getting so many good comments about how great he was. He's going to want to take over my job. So anyway, hey, really, thanks for writing. If you hadn't got to hear that episode, it was fun. I think Floyd actually went in and told stories about things that happened around Mayberry. And it's just a fun episode, I think. So drop by and listen. It's episode number 32 of Two Chairs. We're going into the next email. Was from Jeff Koontz. And he's referring back to our listener feedback episode, the last one, number 7, which was episode 33. He says, "A couple of items mentioned in podcast 33 about such goings-on in Mount Airy, so I thought I would share a couple of links to photos of the Andy Griffith Show or Andy Griffith Museum building that's under construction, as well as photos of items that were mentioned somewhere else, were mentioned that Andy had given to Emmett for the collection. Samantha mentioned that about some of the collections there in Mount Airy, that Emmett had given Andy some stuff. So you need to drop by and see what those were. He had already gotten the door plaques from the front door of the courthouse. It said courthouse and justice of the peace. He already had those, Emmett did, from Andy. Andy gave them to him. And Andy gave him the gavel that sat on Andy's desk and the wooden block that he hits it on, as well as the eagle that was on there and some other things. Anyway, Jeff gave me some links to these pictures that were Hobart Jones from Mount Airy. He sends in photos every few weeks so that the page will be updated. So drop by there and check it out. I will give links in the show notes because it's pretty a long link. But it's, yeah, it's really long. So I'll just have show notes. So drop by our website and look at the show notes. And you'll be able to click those links to see pictures of things that are going to be in the Andy Griffith Museum there in Mount Airy, as well as construction. So thanks, Jeff, for that. We go into an email from Eric Lowry. And he's referring back to episode number 35, Remembering Howard Morris. It says, what a great story. I'm certain that the Lord gives us those opportunities from time to time. I'm thankful you responded to his nudging. I'm also thankful that you do so much for the Mayberry community. Thanks for that, Eric. I have a hunch that he plays a role in that, too, speaking of the Lord. Keep up the great podcast. And Eric, you're right. That's it's a lot of fun, and I definitely think what he's referring to is on that episode I spoke about how I got to be at a certain event and was at a certain place at a certain time, you know, right there to be able to reach out and take Howard Morris's hand, keep him from falling down some stairs. So anyway, if you would like to listen to that, you go back to episode 35. This next episode is also, or this next email is also about that, and it's from Ronnie Morrison. He says, I enjoyed your latest version of Two Chairs, No Waiting. Tell me again about the pictures of you and Howard Morris. I think you gave a website during your comments about grabbing Howard so he didn't fall. But I didn't catch the website address. Well, I don't think I gave the website address on the podcast. But if you go to the show notes, we can do that. Let me go ahead and finish this up. He says, thanks for all you do. He says, he talks about using quotes of Andy Griffith Show in his everyday life. And he said, just today, my wife and I were emailing about something, and I thanked her for understanding my point of view and said, now I won't have to go to Nashville. So he's using a Floyd quote.
There's no more to be said about it. I'm going to Nashville.
And that's the quote. So thanks for writing in, Ronnie. Ronnie's from Henderson, Texas. So remember, I've talked about already, talked about the show notes. The show notes, if you drop by mayberry.com/podcast, I list out the items I talk about during the podcast. And those are my show notes. And if you go to the website, you will see those notes there. And I have links to the items I talk about. And that's what Ronnie's referring to, that I'd mentioned in that episode that I was able to grab Howard's hand. And there's actually a picture online of me doing so. Well, I didn't give the link, but if you go to the show notes, you can click on one of the links and it'll take you there. So same as on this episode, you'll need to drop by the show notes page to be able to see the pictures Jeff talked about just a few minutes ago. All right, and I think we're on our last email. So here we go. This one's from Joe Gritton. Joe wrote in and said, Two Chairs, No Waiting, the Mayberry podcast has been great. Alan, your stories about Howard Morris remind me of your similar stories about Don Knotts. And that was in Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 20. If y'all like to go hear them, Memories of Don Knotts, I believe. Remembering Don Knotts. Going on with his email, he says, there are many facts that we read in books and see on biography type shows, but having those personal experiences to share is very special. For me, first of all, I'm jealous because I would have liked to have met those great actors. But secondly, your retelling of the experience makes me think I did know them after all. Thanks for sharing your joy with us. Now, I'm just trying to imagine Floyd as a black belt. He wouldn't have needed Melba's walking stick to be in the Becker posse. He would have nailed that Boogie Barber in the heartbeat, and he could have helped Malcolm Merriweather fight Ernest T instead of bringing a towel from the shop to throw in. Charlie Foley would have been laid out on the floor instead of just a little bop on the nose. This list goes on and on, Joe Gritton. So, what he's referring to is in that same episode about Howard Morris when I was talking about him. I talked about the fact that when I reached out to grab him, I'm a second-degree black belt, and I happen to have been in a very good balanced stance. And I just happened, all these things just happened to fall into place, as I kind of mentioned before. And that's how he knows about me being a black belt and, you know, Floyd being a black belt. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I want to thank Joe for writing in. I want to mention, if you drop by the website at mayberry.com/podcast, how many times have I said that this episode? If you drop by there, there's a poll. It says, how often do you listen to Two Chairs? And right now, we've had 58 people vote. So far, 81% have said they listen weekly, so thank you for that. And 10% have said bi-weekly, which is every other week for Ernest T., if he didn't know. And less than monthly, we've only had 7%. That's only four votes, though. And so far, I've only had one person who said, I've stopped listening completely. So that's good. At least I hadn't run too many of you off that do actually listen. So I want to thank you for that. I want to remind you, too, about another podcast that's called Burke on Mayberry. He's a great guy. He's been going through the episodes one at a time and giving his comments about them. And all the episodes are around 10 minutes long. And unlike mine, that seem to kind of run long sometimes, he's pretty good about keeping them to the right length. So I guess that's about all I've got for this episode. So be sure to drop by the show notes page and check it out there at mayberry.com/podcast. And leave a comment or call me and leave a voicemail at 888-684-8415. And remember, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.